The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora and welcome along to Homegrown Only. I'm your host Shannon. In today's show, not only do I have some amazing Kiwi music to share with you, I also have an interview that I did with the wonderfully talented Lady Six, who is making her way to the top of the South next month. She has a gig here in February, and I was very lucky to catch up with her to talk about all things music and her up and coming performance. Now, before we go into that, I am going to play a couple of tracks for you. Starting today's show, I've decided we're going to go and play some Stereogram. Here they are with Moving On.
This is Lady Six, and you're listening to Homegrown Only.
speaker, capturing the eyes of the room. She's too smooth that it's cruel to witness. Admitting day to night, making fool of everything and everyone. Now it's time she moves in. You know she's too smooth that it's cruel to witness. Carolina, you're a bad piece of work.
Carolina, you're listening to Homegrown Only here on Fresh FM, streaming live 24/7 on freshfm.co.nz. The next band I'm going to play for you is a band that came out the back of the Czechs breaking up, which was a very sad day for me. I absolutely love the Czechs and the music that they brought to our airwaves. Such a talented group of guys, but they did go on to make this band. I think there's two, if not three, of the members that you will find here in the band Racing. Here they are with Party Slow.
Sweet as so long, all I swing for the Fresh FM is supported by Irirangi Te Motu, New Zealand On Air.
Cuando tu tiempo llegue a su fin, verás que somos los creadores, que somos uno en lo mismo. Ve adelante.
They catch you sleeping, it's an early grave. They suck you in and spit you out. If only there was another way, we wouldn't have to scream and shout. It grows, Babylon grows. It grows, Babylon grows. We see the flames in the distance. Nobody wanna put them out. Epitome of persistence. We might as well scream and shout. It grows, Babylon grows. It grows, Babylon grows. History swept under the rug. For God who was a change. Mountains watch since the dawn of time and remain unto a gone as long as there's peace. There will never be peace. Now everybody want a helping hand or somebody that'll understand. We send a message to the West that we live in castles made of sand. It grows, Babylon grows. It grows, Babylon grows. It grows, Babylon grows. It grows, Babylon grows.
Troy Kingy, Babylon Grows. You're listening to Homegrown Only here on Fresh FM. Up next, I've got a very special interview that I had with the wonderfully talented Lady Six. Oh, what a sweetheart. She is so, so cool. So cool. I was very lucky to see her live last time she was here in the top of the South. She did a couple of gigs, I believe, at DeVille. And it was amazing because it's quite an intimate setup there. You are not that far from the performer. So the next gig she's going to do is probably going to be a bit of a different vibe. It's out in New York Vineyards, which is a beautiful, beautiful venue. Bigger stage, lots more room to dance. She's on her summer tour and will be here on Saturday, the 21st of February. As I said before, playing out the beautiful New York Vineyard. Now, if you do want to get your hands on a ticket, and make sure you do because I reckon she's going to sell out. You can jump onto either Eventfinder or you can get your tickets through Banished Music, another great place to check out what bands are playing in the region. So here is my chat with Lady Six. Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon and today I am so excited and honoured to be chatting to Lady Six, who is making her way back down to the top of the South in February to include us in her summer tour. Lady, how are you doing today?
So good this morning. So nice to speak to you.
Thank you so much for your time. Now, can you tell us a bit about this tour that you've got planned?
It's a summer tour and it's, what can I tell you about it really? It's our way of sort of coming back to Nelson. We had two incredible shows during my Levar album tour, which we did earlier on in the year. And I just want to come back. I just want to get back there and get in front of your people again. It's just so nice always coming back to the South Island, being a South Island girl myself. And Nelson always shows up and shows out. So I just am so appreciative of it. And I'll just keep coming back if they keep having me, to be honest.
Oh, we will always have you down here. And yeah, your performance was absolutely incredible. I was at the one at DeVille. And
oh, were you?
Yeah, I was. It was such an incredible experience. But this is going to be quite a different venue because you're going out to Nudoff Vineyard, which is another amazing venue here at the top of the South. But you're going to have a much larger audience and bigger stage, more room to move. Can you tell us a bit about that venue? Have you played there before?
I've never played there before. So this will be my first time ever going there. So I don't even know what to expect. In fact, you describing it just now is the first time I've heard it described like that. So I'm like, oh, really? It's the biggest stage of it. Oh, I might have to bring more people with me. The tickets have been selling like hotcakes down there. So I'm just so appreciative of like Nelson just showing up and turning out. Last tour at DeVille, we had a whole bunch of families come in, like generational whole families, like from Nan to like the 21st person in their family who was having a birthday or something. And we had at least like two or three different whole families come out. So it was so awesome. It's, it really is the kind of gig where you can bring like your whole entire tribe if you wanted to. Like we have that sort of set that allows the whole family on the dance floor, you know, that kind of vibe.
That's so lovely because it's such an important thing, like for me, is to share music with my daughter. And I will definitely be bringing her out to this gig because it's a beautiful, beautiful location, beautiful setting, and you're on stage is just something phenomenal. Can you tell us a bit, like we're coming to the end of 2025 somehow. I'm still kind of in denial. has there been like a standout highlight to your year so far, Lady?
Oh man, there's been so many standout highlights. We've done a couple of tours. We did one in, we did the album tour and then we did one before that. And I put out my record this year. I also just finished up at uni this year. So there's been a lot of different like highlights on a few different aspects of my life this year. So, and my son turned 21 this year, which is crazy. How can I be a mother of a 21-year-old? I'm unsure. Seeing as I'm 21 myself.
Exactly, so, I was thinking that.
there's been a few highlights and I'm just so grateful that that I've had the year that I've had, and going into 2026, I feel like things could only get better.
Starting off the year with a tour, have you got any other plans for the rest of 2026?
Oh my Lord, I hope not.
rest.
I've just been like going around sort of doing this sort of promo campaign for the summer tour, just kind of preaching rest and recuperation for people. I really feel like, you know, a lot has been going on in the world, let alone just in our individual lives. And I feel like sometimes we forget to take a break, you know, like post-COVID, coming out of that sort of like the COVID coma, if you like, of having absolutely nothing to do and being sort of isolated. Everyone sort of, I guess, might have come out guns blazing because there were all these things to go just to do. But now we're sort of 5 years down the track. I think it's a nice time to remind everyone that it's okay to take a wee break, to pause and to just reflect and recuperate from all that's gone on in the 5 years since. So that's really my mantra at the moment, is like, everyone take a break. Everyone is allowed. Everyone should give themselves permission to reflect and refresh.
Yeah, no, that sounds like great advice. I was listening here, sitting here going, yep, that sounds like exactly what I need personally.
Yeah, it has been end of the year, right?
It's been hectic. And I feel like this year has just flown by. Like, I still can't quite believe we're on our way to Christmas next week and everything that follows that.
I know.
So,
Have
you got much planned for your Christmas? Are you going to have some time to reflect and relax, Lady?
Yeah, totally. We're hosting Christmas at my house this year. So we've got all of the, whoever's not going away is all coming over to my place. So I think this weekend will be the time to get the deck ready and start decorating. I'm just hoping that up here in the North Island that it doesn't rain because it's been very rainy lately. So yeah, we're going to be hanging festoon lights and we've got like the ham and the lamb all sorted. So I just actually did the invite to all of the different families that are coming over on Christmas like last night. So it's all happening. It's all go.
It's all happening. It's locked in now. And of course, like if someone hasn't got someone a Christmas present yet, what better present than tickets to your gig here in Nelson.
Hello.
Hello.
Present.
I know. 21st of February, you're performing out at Noodle Vineyards. Now, to get tickets, you can get them through Banished Music. For your fans that are coming along, what are they to expect at this gig?
Oh, just a really fun time. Like, I really like to have an emphasis on just bringing some joyful energy to the space, whatever we do. And, you know, bring your dancing shoes and get ready just to have a real boogie and a really, like, intimate time. Even though, like you say, it's going to be a bigger audience with a bigger stage, I still really hope to engage in a really intimate way and bring that wherever I go, no matter what size the stage, really. So my hope is just to bring joy wherever I go, and because I really feel like we need it. We need more joyful experiences in our lives, that where you kind of think less and you're just kind of present and in the moment. So that's really what I hope to bring, and I hope that people get that sensation and that sense of that when they come and when they leave.
To be honest, like, your music is so beautiful and you've got such an amazing stage presence, and there's nothing more cup-filling than seeing live music, especially here in beautiful Aotearoa. Like, we're so grateful that you've got us on your tour circuit as well, being
always
in Nelson.
Always.
So thank you so much. I'm going to let you back to your morning. I'm sure you've got plenty to do with Christmas next week and all your plans for that. So thank you for your time. So that's Lady Six coming here to the top of the South on February the 21st, heading out to the beautiful Nudoff Vineyards. And if you want to get your hands on tickets, great Christmas present, head to Banished Music. That's banishedmusic.com. Thanks again for your time today, lady.
Thank you so much, and see you in February.
I'll see you soon.
One morning I woke up at Dover and kissed your shoulder. I know where I feel it.
Lady Six, Like Water. You're listening to Homegrown Only on Fresh FM. Up next is another amazingly talented wahine. Here is Tammy Nielsen with Baby, You're a Gun.
They look at you, they see a lover. Tongue of fire, dark velvet hands, existing for their pleasure, waiting their command. When they look at you, they see a mother. Soft as feathers, warming the nest. All your children rising up to call you blessed. When they look at you, they see a lady. China teacup, pour yourself out, graciously accepting only what's allowed. When they look at you, they see a daughter.
Everybody, this is Barnaby Weir from Fly My Pretties and the Black Seeds, and you're listening to Homegrown Only on Fresh FM.
Listen till I go on.
from the album True Colours, Split Ends with Poor Boy. You're listening to Homegrown Only on Fresh FM. Make sure you check out our beautiful website. And not only on the website can you see the schedule, you can also find your favourite show. Not saying it's Homegrown Only, but you can find your favourite show. And within there, you can see the last 6 months worth of episodes. So there's no excuse. You can listen to your favourite show at any time of the day. Up next is a band that have just finished a summer tour. They had 3 gigs across the country. Unfortunately, they didn't make their way to Nelson, but I'm hoping their next tour includes us because they would be amazing to see live. Here they are. It's Marlon's Dreaming with Hello, My Dear.
Hello, my dear. I must have drawn a blank. I've been a while away for too long. Hello, my dear. I've fallen through the cracks, and it's a world I do not know.
To a different place that I'm used to.
Voom, Be Your Boy. That is a song I discovered through Outrageous Fortune. I must say, Outrageous Fortune soundtrack definitely features a lot in my show. If you do want to check out the songs on the soundtrack, I'm going to share it on my socials because it was really awesome the way they went about celebrating Kiwi music in such an iconic Kiwi TV show. Because not only did they play, you know, your big names, your well-known Kiwi artists, they played lots of underground Kiwi music, which I loved. And I've discovered so many bands through those soundtracks. Now, next is a very awesome song by two amazing, talented Kiwis that hail from Christchurch. It's Marlon Williams and Delaney Davidson with Blood Letter.
There's a letter I never sent, but I wrote to your family, your mother and father, the people back home, about some far distant tragedy. Oh, back when I took you away from the land where you had grown, to a life up in these hills, you and me, mad and wild alone. This letter's written with love. Ooh. Ooh. And this letter's written in blood. Ooh. And to the sun. A cries on the side of the hill, a child walks through a field, a woman lies in a box somewhere, a letter gets written and sealed. Ooh, and this letter's written with love.
Choking and wild, where the flowers are sickly, the flowers are sweet, the horses they bend and they smile. See fate, it is no sliding scale, it is firm and it'll rip out your seams. So throw your little coin down into my well, see how much fortune it brings.
Kia ora, this is Ben from Drax Project, and you're listening to Homegrown Only on Fresh FM.
Hey.
Wetter Snapshots. You have been listening to Homegrown Only here on Fresh FM. I hope you've enjoyed today's show and my rather random playlist. I really wanted to cover all genres today, and I think I'm almost there. Might have missed a couple, but I do have a couple more songs to play for you before I go. Up next is Fur Patrol with Man in a Box.
Under my bed, my mother says I dream too much. I take the man out and listen close to what he says. He says I do not dream enough. I hear my mother in the hall outside my doorway. She's come to say I talk too much. I put the man back in the box under my bed. I'm not the only one who argues with a woman in the just no one hears the other voice. I'm not the only one who disagrees with everything. I keep a man inside a box under my bed. My father says I died. I take the man out and let him oscillate my head. He does not think my love is good. I watch my father walking silent past my doorway. I hide the man behind my back, and all the while he's blowing kisses down my spine.
Yeah. Hey, this is Mel Parsons, and you're listening to Fresh FM.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.